recording.
Ayan.
Okay, simulan ko na ba yung flow?
Yeah, simulan mo na.
Oi guys, welcome back. This is episode number N. I don't know kasi ang dami ko nang... This is the third episode that I've recorded. Pero depende kung hindi ako tama rin sa editing ko, kung sino mauuna. Hopefully, in the next week or so, mapanood nyo to. And hopefully, dahil si Richard ang aking very special guest today, palakpakan, we are going to celebrate this LGBTQ Pride Month because Richard is here. Hi, Richard. Kamusta?
Nice. Hello, Brett. I'm a big fan of your Brett log. Nakita ko lang yung Brett log mo.
Lagyan mo naman ng araw. S, di ba? Brett's log.
Nakita ko yung Brett
log. Pakinggan. Although yun naman yung intent, di ba?
Nakita ko yung Brett log. Natuwa naman ako. Di ba? Minessage kita. Parang surprise naman ako. Oh, surprisingly maganda siya.
Hindi ko alam kung makita. Natuwa ako dun, Chardy. Dun sa feedback.
First time kong makita. Natuwa ako.
And you know what? That means a lot to me. Kasi, kumbaga, ikaw sounding board ko in terms of comtech dati, in terms of production. Nandun ka eh. Ikaw yung parang bar ko, iniisip ko, papasa kaya to kay Richard? At kung pumasa sa'yo, masaya ako doon. Pero,
talaga?
The mere fact na sinabi mong, in fairness, okay siya, hindi ko alam kung matutuwa ako doon.
Hindi, maganda. Natuwa naman ako. Tsaka, minessage nga kita, di ba? Sabi ko na, impressed ako sa Brett's log mo. Because of your hosting skills, medyo, sabi ko, okay yung ano ha, okay yung flow, tapos hindi naman siya yung edited, di ba? So, well, good job!
Thank you very much. And yun naman yung intent din is, yung flow dapat sobrang swabe. Alam mo, dahil, ayoko nang nag-e-edit ng sobrang cut.
Oo, tama naman. Medyo mahirap eh.
So, getting on with that, di ba? With that in mind, what I wanted to say was, welcome to my vlog na hindi ko pa alam anong official title. It's just about my life vlog. This is all about connecting back with friends, finding out what's going on with their lives. And then, medyo trip back down the memory lane din, finding out ano bang history natin and urirate natin yung mga past, present, and what future holds between the
yes.
within ours.
Correct.
Okay, are you ready, Richard? Medyo
ready.
Boy abunda questions ang meron ako tonight.
Ready ka ba? Diba?
Game na! Isa sa mga biggest things na gusto kong tanongin sa'yo, Richard. Looking at my collection of friends, diba? From vast, different backgrounds. There are only a few people I know na tumagal sa isang organization as long as you have. And maybe pagkwentuhan natin yan kasi I'm very interested to know. And for our audience ngayon na nakikinig or nanonood, gusto kong siguro identify natin what does a good organization look like, how do you feel secure, and what makes you stay. Is that okay? Okay ba yun sa'yo?
Okay.
Seryoso, pero gawin natin nakakatawa.
Sige. Oo. Alam mo, siguro nung nag-graduate tayo, di ba? Parang pare-pareho ata tayo nung gusto mong gawin. O magtrabaho muna tayo sa corporate, mag-ipon tayo ng pera, tapos pumasok tayo sa media, gumawa tayo ng documentaries. Di ba? Ganyan yung parang, yan yung napag-usapan na plano. O di ba? Gusto natin mag-probe team or eyewitness, ganyan, di ba? And when I joined the corporate world, yun talaga yung, yung parang goal na cash cow lang siya. Kukuhanan ko lang siya ng pera, mag-iipon ako, tapos I will pursue my passion, which is doing documentaries, di ba? Or following my idol, which is si Regine, di ba? Pero parang, di ba, ganun yung parang original intent. Pero alam mo, to my surprise, I think it was mga 3 years into the corporate world, I realized that I'm enjoying the pace, I'm enjoying the culture, and I'm enjoying the healthy competition within the organization.
Yun.
Hindi kasi cutthroat yung company, but very competitive.
Yep.
Iba kasi yun eh, di ba? Iba yung cutthroat, tapos iba yung competitive siya. And when I say competitive, the people that you work with, alam mong hindi sila mga, ano ba, alam mong okay sila, di ba? Huwag na natin sabihin kung ano yung hindi sila.
Good intentions, di ba?
Good intention, magagaling, matatalino, saka very constructive, 'di ba? So parang nabuhayan ako ng ng parang loob and parang never kong na-feel na nabubore ako. I think to your question earlier, what makes a perfect company? I don't think walang ganon. I think there's no such thing as a perfect company. For me, a perfect company is a company that you enjoy working with, diba? So for me, mas ganon siya. And siguro ako, natuwa lang ako, siguro into that, mga 3-4 years into that role, medyo naliwanagan na ako on what I wanted to do. Or ano yung parang criteria for staying in a company. And that is, as long as I'm continuously learning, may natututunan na ako, and as long as I am enjoying the culture of the company. So, yun yung dalawa. Siguro dahil yung first 2-3 years, siguro kung titingnan mo ngayon, hindi naman nakalakihan yung sweldo, di ba? Pero nung first 2-3 years, medyo nasilaw kan parang, oh, laki pala ng sweldo sa corporate world, di ba? So parang, nag-change ang lifestyle ko.
Kalimutan mo yung creative side, di ba?
Oh, parang ano na yan, mamaya na siya. Di ba? Pero pumuti ako dahil sa kumpanyang to, di ba? So nag-ibang kutis ko. So parang gumanda yung buhay
ka
ko.
Kaya, Chard, tapos dyan ka sa area, ibig sabihin hindi ka rumorota.
Oo, alam ko din yan. Pero na-realize ko din, nakakarota ko, puro libag lang pala yung laman ng mukha ko. Hindi pala siya, no? Hindi pala ako dark skin. Madumi lang talaga yung mukha ko.
Okay. Wait, pero, before we go on, no? Siguro kailangan malaman ng audience natin na, can we name this company just so they know that you belong to a very good organization and that you're still in here?
Yeah. Oo, pwede naman. Unilever. So Unilever. I'm proudly part of Unilever Philippines Corporate. Right.
And since what year ka nag-start sa Unilever?
Siguro hindi na mahalaga yung what year. Siguro mas ano, yung tenure. So mga 18 years na. So ilan? Siguro nag-start ako 18 years.
18? Wow!
So nag-start ako ng 8 years old. So mga ano lang ako, ganyan.
Diba? Malumit yan. Yun, so matagal na. 18 years in one organization. Yeah. And you've been through different teams, different dynamics, different cultures in sub-teams.
Correct.
And you're still there and you're still enjoying it. You're still being challenged.
Oh, alam mo kapag titingnan ko nga, grabe 18 years, parang 'di ba, isang debutant na 'yon na tao, exactly. 'Di ba? Pero hindi ko actually siguro 'yun nga eh, because I'm continuously learning and I'm enjoying the culture. Hindi ko na malayo na ganun siya katagal, 'di ba? And I'm talking to mga colleagues na umalis na rin sa company. And lagi namin pinag-uusapan na feeling natin hindi naman tayo tatagal dito. So, alam mo 'yon, laging may ganung thinking. O sige, pag natapos ko tong role na to, baka okay na, baka lipat na ako. Pero hindi eh, parang I stayed on kasi I'm enjoying the company, I'm learning a lot, and parang walang compelling reason to leave, diba?
Yun. Diba? So, eto ngayon, no, babalikan ko, kasi you're talking about how you feel like you belong, you're being challenged, and then okay naman yung culture. Ang hindi nalalaman siguro ng mga viewers and listeners natin is, 2 years into your stay, nagkaroon ka ng major event dyan sa career mo dahil may pumasok na arch nemesis dyan sa Unilever, di ba? Na sinubuhing ibagin ang status na naitayo mo. Ano bang nangyari?
Oo, actually hindi siya arch nemesis. Isa siyang anay. Anay siya na sumisira sa mga establishment. So para sa mga ka-Brett logs ni Brett. Si Brett ay pumasok sa sa company 2 years, 'di ba? And I think 2 years into the company, medyo mabilis kasi yung track ko, eh. So medyo na pa I was already leading a team. So and I already have this parang meron na rin akong equity, 'di ba? As a manager. Oh, so parang may pundasyon na akong pinaghirapan at pinagpuyatan ko, 'di ba? Yeah. Eh, pero alam mo naman ng mga anay, talagang sisingit at sisingit, hindi joke lang. Pero yun, so when Brett came in, syempre barkada. So sa barkada, 'di ba? Wala namang boss, walang anong equity ka diyan, walang manager. So balahura ang pagte-treat niya.
Hindi naman sa ganoon
sa akin.
ang view, let me explain, no? Ito lang naman yung view ko doon eh. Dahil nga yun nga magkaibigan tayo, iniisip ko ang taas na masyado ng tingin sa ng mga tao, meron dapat bumababa sa iyo at
ibaba. Naalala ko
na tagalupa ka pa rin. And you know,
naalala ko sinabi mo yan. Sabi mo, alam mo, bilang kaibigan, kailangan kitang ibaba. Parang alam ko,
ganun. Ganun
talaga. Pero alam nyo, nakakatuwa, pero siguro bago ko matuwa, naiirito talaga ako eh. Kasi merong may mga instances na pipicture ni Brett yung anit ko. As in, ganun. Tapos, nasasabihin niya na nakakalbo na ako. Tapos yung ano yun eh, yung hindi siya nakakatuwa, 'di ba? Tapos yung isang tandang-tanda ko is meron akong hinahanap, 'di ba? Merong breakout sessions tayong kailangan puntahan kasi may isang malaking
parang
event.
Conference.
Tapos may breakout, may conference, tapos may mga breakout rooms 'yon. Tapos tinanong ko si Brett, seryosong seryoso, 'di ba? Bilang isang akala ko maaasahan ko siya, 'di ba? So sabi ko, "Uy Brett, saan ba yung breakout?" Alam niyo ko anong sagot? Ang sagot ay sa mukha mo. Sa mukha mo, dalang dami kong pimple.
Kasi yun na parang nagdadalaga ka pa, Chard. Parang
talagang
lumalabas eh.
Di naman. Pero, di ba, paano mo, anong anay? Anay talaga.
Alam mo naman, bilang Pride Month, alay ako. Pero hindi anay.
Ah, pwede anay. Anay ka. Dapat alay. Pero alam mo, to be fair to Brett, I think hindi niya talaga, kumbaga sa language of love, feeling ko yung humor at saka yung pagpa-prank ng mga kaibigan, feeling ko innate yun sa'yo. Pero yung isa sa hindi ko naman malilimutan hindi ko alam nga kung pagkakaibigan yun o pagtitiis, meron kasi kaming di ba meron tayong parang company theme song. Tapos sa company theme song,
sama-sama, tulong-tulong, holding hands.
Mag-holding hands. Parang siyang ama namin, pero ganon. Tapos sway-sway kayo. Tandang-tanda ako kasi na meron tayong parang Christmas party performance. Tapos meron tayong mga paint sa kamay.
Tapos paint tayo sa kamay, di ba?
Ay, paint sa kamay. Tapos, nung kakantahin na yung song, so magkatabi kami ni Beth, magkahawak ng kamay. Super pasmado po kasi ako talaga. So, as in extreme. And tumutulo talaga yung tumutulo na yung paint dun sa kamay. Tapos, hiyang-hiya ako actually sa'yo kasi parang, nakakadiri naman to. Like, parang feeling ko kung nasa position mo ako, kadiri naman to. As in, intense naman yung pagpapasma. Pero in fairness, hindi mo ako masyadong kinutsa, diba?
Actually, so, Jordan, hindi talaga.
Na-appreciate
pero, if you will notice, ha, sabi mo pa, binigyan mo akong abiso eh. Huwag tayong mag-holding hands ng ganito. Dito mo ako hawakan. Kasi, kasanga yung kamay mo. Sige, sabi ko, sige, Chard, okay lang. Dito ko hawakan habang kumakanta tayo. Tapos by the end of the song, tumutulo, di ba? Umiipon dito yung pula. Parang sabi ko, uy, ang dami nitong paint na to, ha, galing sa kamay.
Kadiri, di ba? Pero,
kadiri talaga.
Pero na-appreciate kita doon. Sabi ko, okay, mukhang naman to. As in, parang kung sakaling may mangyari sa akin, feeling ko. Parang paninindigan naman ako nito. As in, tutulungan ako nito. Diba?
And okay na rin. Tama ka naman, Chard. kumbaga, lang yun eh. Yun yung lambing ko sa mga friends ko eh. Kahit sino naman, manonotice mo. Kung
pati sa pamilya mo.
Ibig sabihin, hindi tayo close. Ganun yun.
Tsaka pati sa family mo, ganun ka din naman.
Exactly.
Pwede na. Pero syempre, noong mga panahon na yun, malay ko ba, di ba? Ang alam ko lang, sinisira mo yung reputasyon ko. So.
Pero noong mga time na yun, Chard, I guess, ngayon, pupunta tayo sa topic about psychological safety. You belonging to the LGBTQ community, did that play a huge role dun sa pagstay mo and the cultures that you were with in the sub-teams? Kasi ang syempre, ang perception ng mga tao, if you belong to that community and then there's not much acceptance, especially kung nandun ka sa field, diba? Tas usually mga may macho na perception yung mga teams. Hindi ba ganun kahirap yung transition or not transition, but to behave in the way that you normally do?
Alam mo, feeling ko struggle yan ng lahat ng yung mga persons experiencing same-sex attraction. Especially yung type ko na mag-aslaw, yung parang, yung medyo obvious, di ba? Syempre, when I came in, mangangapa ka. And I think anyone who is in the same situation, yun, parang may awkward feeling. Kasi hindi mo lang kailangan patunayan yung sarili mo, kailangan mo ring softly introduce yung personality mo na during that time is not norm, di ba? Parang na medyo hindi siya out in the open as much as it is now. So, syempre, concerned siya. I knew that I had to go through that. Pero siguro yung super na-appreciate ko, I never felt that I need to pretend just to belong. Hindi ko na-feel na parang kailangan kong mag-adjust because my teammates na na-assign, na kung saan ako na-assign, parang made me feel na it doesn't matter. Parang ganon. Na ang okay is as long as you deliver, as long as you contribute, as long as marunong ka makisama. your sexual orientation or your attraction doesn't matter. Tama. And I think yun eh. So I realized that yun nga mga 3-4 years into the organization, kasi I was having so much fun and I parang nakita ko na nag-enjoy ako ah. Tapos parang hindi naman ako kailangan magpaka-straight, o hindi ako kailangan magpaka-brusk, o hindi ko kailangan ibaba yung boses ko. Tama. Parang okay siya, di ba? So parang that encouraged me to, alam mo, this is a good place to be in, di ba? And ganun siya. And even with my bosses, and even I was assigned in a regional role, napunta ko sa Singapore, parang walang bahid of prejudice. So it was pure parang acceptance and welcoming yung right. yung atmosphere.
And yun nga yung gusto ko i-highlight din, Richard. Kasi for a lot of people na in different organizations, and even I guess in pop culture, no? Kahit nga yung mere na being a female, there's always, we talk about this glass ceiling na ang hirap mag-breakthrough and progressing their career dahil babae. All the more if you are, you know, LGBTQ part of that community, mas may perception na ang hirap talaga mag-progress. But you broke those barriers. And for our viewers and listeners, they don't know, pero talagang yung career mo nag-fast track and nag-progress in ways na medyo stellar yung pag-progress mo. No? Ano na nga bang ginagawa mo ngayon, Chard? Kasi I left Unilever almost 5 years pa lang eh. So there's a good 13 years na hindi ko na alam kung ano nangyari din sa career mo.
So I handle Shopper marketing. So Shopper channel marketing siya. So we... explain ko ba dito? Pero so ano lang sa understanding
naman,
the shopper. Iniintindi lang namin, iniintindi lang namin how the shopper shops, especially in the new retail landscape, and then we try to create programs so that we will be able to sell our products catered to how the shopper shops. Ganun siya. Yeah. So I lead the team and yun. Nag-end na doon. Kasi baka masyado nang mabore yung mga tao. Mabore sila.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. That's good. So, I'll move into a new topic coming off what you just said. No, it's all about psychological safety. Medyo buzzword yan ngayon eh. Kasi kahit dito sa Australia, we're all talking about psychological safety na you shouldn't be afraid to voice out what you actually feel and feedback and feed forward nga to your organization, because a good organization or an ideal organization listens to its people. Now, moving into the pandemic issue, no? I'd like to find out, ano ba yung nangyari? Kasi I'm hearing a lot of stories, medyo horror stories sa ibang organization eh. What makes you stick? Kasi how did Unilever react to the changing environment, work environment amidst this pandemic?
Ah, alam mo, super, another thing that I appreciate is super okay yung program ng company sa well-being, so mental well-being. As in, siguro yung mga basic lang, like we all agreed that we will not call each other beyond 5 p.m., diba? May ganong agreement. We will honor the lunch break. Mm-hmm. Diba? Because the reality is may mga taong kailangan pang magluto, diba? Wala namang handang pagkain, diba? So we recognize that, or we start official meetings at 9, so 9 to 5 yung mga meetings, so that any time outside that you can prepare, you can have dinner with your family, breakfast, yung ganun, diba? I think yung mga ganong small details na parang yung mga maliliit na bagay na pinag-iisipan, kasi alam nila at naiintindihan nila yung sitwasyon ng mga employees. It helps a lot, ha? It helps a lot in terms of parang institutionalizing the, kumbaga yung mga barriers para hindi ka tuloy-tuloy. Kasi I think that's what parang most of us experience, eh, no? Nag-work from home, parang naging bukas ka 24 oras. Wala, yung time spent sa traffic, napalitan siya ng time spent working more, di ba? Hindi siya quality time with your family. So parang nawala yung mga lines na that will differentiate work at saka family. So I think yun yung unang ginawa ng company, na nag-draw sila ng line, okay, to ensure that everyone is healthy. Ito yung mga line. Of course, it's not always perfect, but there's that effort to help employees, di ba? Tapos meron ding mga ano, may on-call na tawag dyan, counselor or parang psychological consultant, yung mga ganun. So that if you feel itong mga languishing na to, di ba, you have someone to talk to na professional, di ba, who can advise you, ganyan. So maraming mga small steps. Meron ding malaki, like may mga talks, may mga pa-yoga, maraming mga ibang activities. Pero for me, what I appreciate are the small ones. Kasi ang laking bagay, no, na wala nang iistorbo sa'yo beyond 5 p.m. Generally speaking. Exactly. Kasi that's a time for you to do your work, di ba? Tapos meron din kaming ano, meron din kaming time na every month, parang we allot a Friday. We call it Unplugged Friday.
Yun.
We're in, it's totally no laptop. It's a time for you to develop or parang time for you to do the things that you need to do, di ba? To be a better person. Kung kailangan mo ng break.
Outside of your work, you mean?
Correct. And it's part of our workday week, di ba? So kung gusto mong mag-learn ng language, gusto mong mag-aral ng gitara, o kung gusto mong mag-exercise, you have that Unplugged Friday for yourself, di ba? And again, yung mga ganong small details, parang, again, the company is not perfect. And there's always something to complain about. Mm-hmm. But if you step back, parang not bad, di ba? So,
well,
and I think,
considering.
Yeah, so parang they care about their employees' well-being.
So how do you manage, kasi diba you mentioned earlier na may minamanage kang group of people, and I think yun yung isa sa mga challenges with having a virtual team is that yung personal na connection medyo mas nagiging weak, I guess, in one sense, kasi iba pa rin yung ano yung face to face. You as a manager, how do you do that? How do you encourage na meron pa rin connection?
Alam mo yung ginagawa ko ngayon, I talk to them one by one, so I find time to talk to them one by one. And kakamustahin ko lang sila. Actually, nung umpisa natatakot sila. Sabi niyo, bakit kami mag-1-on-1? Malilipat ba ako ng role? Pero it's just, baka ano na, performance evaluation ba to? Hindi, it's just a kamusta, di ba? And the beauty of just asking someone, uy, kamusta ka? Di ba?
Mm.
Ang daming nare-reveal in that parang conversation. I learned that, I was able to appreciate people more, na appreciate ko yung mga taong umuwi sa probinsya, tapos kasama nila yung pamilya nila, yung mga struggles nila in managing yung mga seniors sa bahay, yung mga may anak. So parang, it's just a casual conversation of kamustahan na hindi ko actually magagawa kapag nasa office. Kasi diba sa office, diba? Kapag one-on-one, formal, diba? Parang, kamag-usap tayo. Or yung mga chikahan yung over lunch, which I still miss, diba? Pero ito, ang ganda lang kasi, it's a good time to connect. And diba? To connect on a different level. Tapos kakamustahin din nila ako, tapos mag-share kami ng ano. So luckily, I think last year I was able to do all of my one-on-ones with the team. And parang nakakatulong, therapeutic siya for me. Mm-hmm. And therapeutic din siguro siya dun sa kausap ko.
Sana naman, di ba? Hindi yung tipong...
Sana hindi sila natakot. Or sana hindi yung tipong, oh, tapos na, buti na lang. Naitawid siya oral exam, di ba?
Eh well, in a way, yan yung ginagawa ko ngayon eh. Tumatawag ako sa mga friends ko, nangangamusta. Kasi parang ang dami ko ngang iniisip na, uy, kamusta kaya si Jags? Kamusta si Jojo? Ikaw? Ganun. So, I guess, outside of work, no, kalimutan natin yung deliver, iwan natin yan sa tabi natin yan. Kamusta ka as a person, as an individual? What have you been doing recently? Anong pinagkakaabalahan mo, Chard?
Ang dami kasi nasa bahay lang ako, hindi, joke lang. So number one, I think so work. Tapos I'm also part of a Catholic community. So Catholic charismatic community siya. And interestingly, sabi ko nga, medyo nakakatuwa si Lord kasi I'm leading an LGBT group in this Catholic community, 'di ba? Nakakatuwa siya kasi parang marami rin palang mga Becky, mga lesbos, mga yung mga pards na wanted to be a good Catholic, di ba? Mm. And yung siguro maraming hindi nakakalam that the Catholic Church is very welcoming of the members of the LGBT community.
Wow.
So, merong globally, there's a past, ano pang tawag dito? Apostolate called Courage. So, si nag-start yan nung 1990s sa New York. Tapos si Cardinal Sin brought it in the Philippines. So, Courage Philippines yun. So, it's an apostolate of the Catholic Church. Tapos ang role nila is really to pastor to men and women experiencing same-sex attraction. So, I'm part of that community. And then I'm also part of yung Living Hope naman, na Catholic Charismatic Community. That yun naman, dun ako nagli-lead nung ano.
Yep.
And ang galing lang kasi na-discover ko na, ito pala yung view ng Catholic Church on...
Oh,
LGBT, di ba? Kasi parang, and medyo na-interest ako doon. Kasi I came from a position na parang, discrimination or bigotry or parang the church hates the homosexuals or parang ganyan. And that parang, siguro I use that parang angst or yung mga issues ko to confront it head on. So I talk to priests. Minsan, magsischedule ako ng confession, pero hindi naman, makikipag-debate ako sa pare. And alam mo, ambush, pero ang galing kasi ako yung na-convert. Ako yung na-convert na parang, in originally, ang intention is to prove my point, pero parang, yung I was proven wrong, di ba? So, and na-in love ako dun sa, ganito pala yung view niya. So, nag-read ako ng Catechism of the Catholic Church. Ito pala yung sinasabi ng church. Shocks, parang, I got it all wrong, di ba? So, when I see people, kasi iba rin yung point of view, na-inspire ako to reach out. Not to correct, but to reach out. To reach diba, out lang and to say na ito yung view.
The more you question it, di ba? Yun nga yung in-encourage sa atin dati sa school, questionin mo kasi dun ka pa may matututunan talaga.
Correct, correct.
Different perspective from someone else, di ba? Yun yung...
Actually, Charles, good. Yun, taka lang. So yun yung pangalawa. Tapos yung isa lang din, yung workout. Kasi,
pakita well... Pakita nga ng abs. Ito na yung chance mo.
Abs.
Grabe. Wag. Sensor.
Hindi. So, hindi kasi nagtayo kami ng kuya ko ng gym. So, nagtayo kami ng kuya ko ng gym. Tapos, sinaran na rin namin because of the pandemic. But we are, I think as a family, we are into fitness. So, yung mga bakal gym equipments namin dun sa gym, nandun siya sa bahay namin ngayon. Mm. So, yun. So, medyo nakakapag-workout. Tapos, family bonding na din with my siblings. Yun.
So, meron kang gulong ng truck sa bahay?
Hindi, merong wala naman, walang gulong. Pero may mga bakal-bakal na pakalat-kala.
yan. Hindi, Chart, kung pwedeng balikan lang natin, and this might be useful for a lot of people, no? Balikan natin yung pagiging Becky mo. I need education. Kasi, hindi ko na alam kung ano bang proper terms na ginagamit ngayon for fear of offending. Kasi to me, ha, pag sinabi kong, kunyari, I'm talking about the LGBTQ community, sabihin ko, ayun si Richard, I can't outwardly say bakla siya. Kasi to me, baka ang salitang bakla is no longer accepted and baka nakaka-offend na siya. How should we call it?
Alam mo yung well, the official, ito yung church view to ah. So yung church view is they call parang they, yung mga homosexuals, not as homosexuals, but persons experiencing same-sex attraction. Ganun lang. Persons experiencing same-sex attraction. So, pero, what parang ako personally, what I'm advocating is to let go of the labels. Kasi, Diyos ko, as in, naubos na yung letter sa alphabet sa LGBTQIA. As in, naubos na siya. So, tapos pag namatay ka naman, di ba, i-identify ka lang naman as male or female. Di ba, ganun lang naman yun. Di ba? So, pag pinanganak ka, male-female ka. Pag namatay ka, male-female lang din naman. Oh. So, parang for me, personal to ah, parang I'm not into the labels. So if people ask, is he gay? I think the answer is, I think he's someone experiencing same-sex attraction. He's attracted to the same sex. Ganun lang, di ba?
Okay.
So parang wala na yung queer, lesbian, ano pa ba yung mga iba? Well, yun, limited lang yung vocabulary ko sa apat. So,
actually, magandang pero, perspective diba? So, na yun, no? Simple lang kasi basta na-attract siya sa same yun na yun.
Attracted siya sa he's a person attracted to same sex. Parang ganyan, di ba? So, kasi parang kung lahat na lang ng attraction may label, edi dapat may meron kang mga mango lover, meron kang banana lover, chico lover. Di ba parang, why is it that the attraction defines who we are? Di ba? Why is it an identity? And it's just an attraction. So, I don't think it represents who you are. It's just a portion of your life, your attraction. Yeah. Di ba?
Great. So, yun. Okay, well, I'm just being conscious of time. Before we end, no, kasi nagsabi sa akin yung Zoom 10 minutes na ayoko rin
natin
babaan. Gusto kong itanong as a final question. Chard, this is your chance. Are you single and ready to mingle?
I'm single.
Ito na yung chance mo.
Wait, I am single. I'm not into relationship.
Yun, diba? Klaro, nasa Facebook pa yan.
Walang ganon, di ba? So, but I am very, very happy. So,
yeah. That's good. That's all I want to hear. Kasi, syempre, the last time that we spoke, there was a time na medyo hindi mo alam kung ano mangyari dun sa relationship mo. And I'm glad that you've moved past that and that you're happy being yourself and just being, where you are right now, being present. Yun.
Yes.
With that, I will end this conversation. But that doesn't mean na hindi na tayo mag-uusap ulit, Chard. If you need anyone to speak with, talk to, alam mong nandito lang naman ako, nandiyan din yung ibang mga friends natin. Tawag anytime. Really appreciate it. And congrats on what you've achieved for yourself. I'm very happy for you. And yeah, keep going. And we'll be watching from here. Thanks, guys.
Yes,
thanks for watching.
Thanks.
See you next time.
What's up, GQ? It's LaMelo Ball, and today I'm going undercover on the